listening to the Simple Worship Podcast, recorded each week at University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas. To learn more about our services, ministries, and outreach opportunities, please visit universitychristian.org.
The scripture I'm going to be reading from is from John chapter 17. It's part of Jesus' last words in his upper room speech, sharing, teaching. And so it's actually a prayer. So instead of reading it as a scripture, I thought I'd just include it in our time of prayer today. So I'm going to kind of give a prayer for our community and the service, and then you'll kind of hear the reading as part of our prayer as well. So with that in mind, let's all take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it out. All right, join me in prayer. Mother God, we thank you for today. We thank you for new life today and for the chance to celebrate new life in our congregation. We thank you for mothers and for the roles that they have played in our lives and the ways that they have taught us to live. So we thank you for our mothers and mother figures. And we celebrate our graduates. Lord, we thank you for all these accomplishments that they are celebrating in this season and for the idea of new directions and new paths. We thank you for our service today and for this chance to gather as a community, for a chance to hear from you and to experience you and to hopefully leave a little bit different than that we came in the room. So Lord, as we hear this prayer from Christ, help us to receive it with your spirit. This is from John chapter 17, verses 6 to 19. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one desired to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. Amen and amen. My role here at the church as director of college ministry is such a fun role. I love getting to connect and care for college students and our congregation and to connect the two and to say what a wonderful community we have here. And if you have taken a second to say hi, introduce yourself to a college student on a Sunday morning or whenever, one, thank you. I think it's great for them to connect with you and you to connect with them. But also, you've got to experience just a tip of the iceberg of what it is to know these 18 to 22-year-olds. They are wonderful people, amazing people, brilliant people, and also kind of just trying to figure out who they are in life and where they're going. And I think probably all of us can relate to that as well. I want to tell you a story about a student I met with about a month ago. I'm going to call him Bob. Bob is in his second year at TCU. About a year ago, towards the end of his first year of college, he had a pretty significant moment in his life where something just changed. He was looking on social media and saw a bunch of posts from folks who were a generation above or two above his. And he saw a lot of people who were pretty dissatisfied with their lives. Maybe that's with the partner they were living with, feeling distant from their kids, and also just kind of just this general sense that those who were in this stage just weren't doing very well. They didn't really enjoy their lives too much. And he took these posts he saw and he contrasted them with the people he saw at UCC on a Sunday morning. He said, the people I saw at UCC were just so happy. They seemed so content. They were so at peace. They were so joyful. And I love that about them. And that's part of why he's made being here part of a regular rhythm of his life. And there's this disconnect where he saw some people and the past they were going down and the people of the faith community at UCC, and they didn't quite add up. Something was different. And so from that point, he said, like, I want to go in a direction of my life that leads me to a life well lived. And he decided, I'm going to make love kind of just the foundation for my life. I'm going to make that kind of part of my mission statement of why I exist, what I'm doing in the world. And really has made a big difference in his life. From then, he's been super involved with like lifting weights and being healthy and active. He has reconnected with a lot of his previous friend groups, who have also, by the way, played a pretty big part in this transformation. And he's always been very diligent and intelligent academically, but that's just kind of taken to like a next level for him. And so from a year ago till today, Bob is a very different guy. He's very driven, and he's been able to kind of look at those around him, his classmates, and just see, I don't really want to kind of pursue the dopamine, the pleasure that everyone else and around me is doing. I think I want to live a different kind of life. Our scripture today also holds a story of transformation. I don't know about you, but when I heard this prayer, it was a little wordy. It was a little repetitive. Got kind of confusing and kind of back and forth. I mean, I've read this like 20 plus times, and it was still like just kind of trying to, it takes that many times just to kind of figure out, what is Jesus really praying for here? And I think one of the things he's really praying for is a prayer of thanks to his heavenly parent, and say thank you for this transformation that's happened in the people that I'm serving, and the people that I'm caring for, his disciples. And those who follow Jesus, his disciples, the more that they follow Jesus, the more they kind of got messed up. The more they got bamboozled in a good way, in a way that changed something within them, that they lived a different kind of life. Those who are Jesus' disciples today also get messed up by Jesus from time to time. Knowing him is a catalyst for our lives to adapt, to evolve, to be transformed and renewed. Through our character, through our perceptions of others, maybe it's the way we spend our time or money, and many, many other adaptations. For those who journey with Christ, they don't fit in the world. Instead, they stand out. They're a little different. They're a little peculiar. Even in his prayer, he says, they don't belong to this world. Those who follow Jesus, they don't subscribe to the same things of those in the world. Jesus' gospel message, his good news, has always been transformative in nature. To those who listen to his teachings, to those that he healed, to those who agreed or disagreed with him, it's always been transformative. It's always been renewing and reinvigorating. And I think everyone who interacts with Jesus will sooner or later find themselves in that line from his prayer. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. New Testament theologian N.T. Wright says that God's kingdom isn't from this world, but it is for this world. And I think there's a lot of that theme in this prayer from Jesus. One of the several phrases he repeats is so that. And so that indicates someone has gone from one thing to another thing, or one place to another place. And one of these so that statements reads, I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Jesus' joy complete in us. And I kind of wonder, as citizens of this kingdom of God, as followers of this Jesus from Nazareth, What would it be like if we were people who were in the world but completely different from the world? What if we were known in our neighborhood as the most kind, loving, and inclusive person on the block? What kind of difference would it make if in our places of work we weren't people who engaged in gossip or judgmental thoughts or conversations? What if when people heard us speak, they thought, man, this person is really kind and also really honest? What if as followers of Christ, we were known for being the most generous person around? And what if in one of the most anxious and stress-filled societies, we were known as people who were completely overwhelmed with peace, and a peace that people really wanted to experience? This kind of transformation takes work. It is not something easily accomplished, and we can't just fake it. We have to actually live it. This is slow work. But the closer we come to know Jesus, the closer we come to know a transformed life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Simple Worship Podcast. If you enjoyed today's sermon, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with others. To learn more, please visit universitychristian.org.